the system. I really enjoyed the Lord's blessing and getting to know some of you and hearing your testimonies as well. And it's good to be able to just spend the time and open up the Word of God and see what He has to say to our hearts.
每次读到主的话语，真是好看到他向我们说什么话的时候，总是非常的得而丰富。
Just in brief review of what we've been doing, I would like to just quickly outline some of the things we've said.
后来要很快的把我们所讲的复习一遍，我愿意简单的再重复一遍。
The first message that we gave had to do with God's Word being able to search out our hearts just as clearly or even more specifically than an X-ray beam.
第一个信息就是神的话语能够探查我们心的深处，那个明了的程度像辐射线能够渗透到我们心里的情形一样。
And then the second message was laying the foundation for our salvation, namely that without the shedding of blood there can be no forgiveness of sin.
第二个信息就是讲到我们救恩的基础，那就是说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And yesterday afternoon, we tried to present the heart problem that we all have. That is that there's basically a room and a vacuum in every man's heart.
昨天的信息就是讲到我们心里面，大家的心里面一般的毛病，那就是说我们心的深处有一个空虚的地方。
And until we invite the Lord into that empty space, we are restless until we find our rest in Christ Jesus, the Lord of all.
除非我们把主基督耶稣接受到这个空虚的地方，否则我们一生就没有平安，没有。
Now this morning I would like to talk to you a little bit about obstetrics and the gospel. You know, the Lord spoke about being born again. In John 3rd chapter 3rd verse he said, unless you are born again, you cannot even see the kingdom of God.
比如说在约翰三章三节说，你若不重生，就不能进神的国。
And so this very well-educated aristocrat Nicodemus said, how is that possible?
那这个是受过高等教育的尼哥底母，他说这怎么是可能呢？
He's been through all of the educational system that the Hebrews had.
他是在希伯来人里面受过各样的高等教育的。
He's reached the top of his professional status.
他在他们那个做的那一行里面已经到了最高的那一层。
He has all kinds of degrees behind his name.
他在他的名字后面有一连串的很多的行头。
And he says, I've never heard of anybody being born again.
他说我从来没有听到过什么叫做重生。
It's kind of man.Look up and go back inside his mother's womb and you come out again?
他说可以一个人再回转到原来的样子，到他母亲的母腹里面再生出来吗？
And so the Lord said that unless a man is born of the Spirit of God, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
他说若不是从圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That's the fifth verse of the same chapter.
就是约翰三章第五节。
Except a man be born of the Spirit, he's talking about spiritual things, he cannot enter into the kingdom.
若不是从灵生的，就不能够懂得神国的事。
And so this morning, for the few minutes that we have, I want to talk a little bit about what it means to be born and how it happens and what are the signs or the evidences of new birth.
今天早上我们要讲到的就是什么叫做重生，在重生的时候有什么象征，有什么情绪。
But at the same time, I realize that a lot of us have been born again already.
我知道在我们中间有很多人已经得到了重生。
And I feel obligated to at least address the Christians in the crowd as well.
我也觉得我心里有负担，也要向基督徒给一点点信心。
There's a proverb from the Bible that says that the womb is never satisfied.
在圣经里面，箴言告诉我们，十胎就是不生孩子的 福是不会得满足的。
And so I think that we should also address not only the problem of new birth, but of sterility or barrenness in the Christian life as well.
所以我们今天不仅是要讲到要重生，同时我们也要讲到不育的毛病是什么。
So let's begin, first of all, to look at the question of new birth.
首先我们来谈到重生的事情。
Christ is the one who wants to come into the individual's heart.
主耶稣他是愿意来到每一个人的心里面的。
And if a person receives the Lord Jesus into his heart as his personal sacrifice and Savior, then it can truly be said that he is born again.
就是一个人愿意接受主耶稣到他的心里，做他个人的救主和他牺牲的主，那他是的的确确会重生的。
John 1 and 12 tell us the following.
约翰一章十二节告诉我们
，These people that have done that are born of not flesh and blood.
他说这本人不是从血气生的。
So we're not talking about, the physical birth. We're only using that as an example of the spiritual birth.
我们今天讲的不是讲肉体的重生，而是用肉体的重生来说明属灵的生。
So it's not the will of the flesh nor the will of man, but it's something that God performs in a miraculous way.
不是从血气生的，也不是从情欲生的，而是神在一个很奇妙的方法里面用灵生我们。
I've, as a physician, been present at many birthday parties.
我是一个医生，所以我常常参加很多生小孩子那种场合。
And I always marvel at the miracle of new life.
我对于新生命的这个奇妙总是觉得真是太奇妙了。
You know, after becoming a physician and getting your license and getting established and people beginning to look up to you, people expect you to have a knowledge.
那当你做了医生的时候拿到执照，你也得到了地位，人家尊敬你，同时他也从你这里盼望你实在是有医学上的知识。
And right after I graduated, many of my pregnant patients would ask me, is it going to be a boy or is it going to be a girl?
当做医生的时候有一些母亲常常想问到底是男孩子还是女孩子。
And I would say yes.
我就说是的。
It's going to be a boy or it's going to be a girl?
可能是男的也可能是女的。
Well, now we've progressed in our ability to ascertain it's possible now to tell you exactly.Whether it's going to be a boy or a girl.
那我们现在已经进步到一个地步，有的时候可以稍微知道到底是男的还是女的。
So our head gets bigger because we know more and we think we have all the answers.
那我们因为知道的多，我们头脑就觉得越高，我们就觉得什么我们都知道。
When a mother will come and say, "When am I going to have the baby?"
一个怀孕的妈妈来说，什么时候这孩子会出生呢
？So you can take out the slide rule and calculate, and you say on that date.
你就可以拿计算表的，计算就可以生，拿一张生都可以生。
And then the telephone rang.
那电话响了。
And the mother says, "The baby is gone."
他说这一天已经过去了。
So all you can say is, "Well, someday it's going to happen."
所以你就说总有一天会生的。
We just don't know a lot of the answers to many of the questions about this.
因为在生孩子这件事上有很多事情我们实在是不知道。
Nicodemus said, how can it be?
Nicodemus said, 怎么可能呢？
And the Lord says, you know where the wind comes and where it goes and how it comes back again?
主耶稣说你知道风怎么来怎么去又怎么样吹呢？
And so the Spirit of God moves in and moves out amongst those that he elects as chooses and he does his gracious work in a miraculous way.
那神当神在他拣选的人心中圣灵工作的时候，也像风这样的工作。
I don't know how come a baby does what it does.
我也不知道为什么一个小孩子就是像那样的。
I don't know when the mother is going to give birth.
我也不知道那个妈妈到底什么时候。
I still scratch my head and marvel at the miracle of birth.
我只是觉得实在太奇妙了，那个小孩生出来就是一个奇迹。
But I think we need to even marvel more at the miracle of spiritual birth.
但是我觉得一个人属灵的重生比肉体的重生更奇妙。
There is no greater miracle on the face of this planet than to see a soul born again.
在这个地球上最奇妙的一件事就是看一个人的灵魂。
Some people say if I could only walk on water, I would, or see somebody perform a great miracle, I would believe.
有的人说，要是我能够在水上走，或是看到一个大奇迹，那我就相信了。
I tell you really to see a soul born of the Spirit of God and know that they are born is one of the biggest changes that can ever happen.
我告诉你，看到一个人从灵生的，他的生命的改变，这实在是最大的一个奇迹。
You see, God intends that we should be conformed to the model of His Son, the Lord Jesus.
圣经上告诉我们，我们要磨成像他儿子一样的形式。
And His Spirit begins to do that as soon as He's given a chance to move into our heart.
当我们一接受圣灵到我们心里面，让他工作在我们里面的时候，他马上就做这个工作。
It's God's purpose that when His Son takes up the government of our lives, that we should be conformed and be those kind of people that show forth the glory of the Lord Jesus.
当圣灵一进来控制我们的生命的时候，我们就要彰显出神自己的荣耀。
How the Apostle Paul longed to see the preaching of the gospel move into the hearts of the people that he spoke to.
保罗当年如何的迫切的喜欢，当他传福音的时候，圣灵就会到。
In Galatians, the fourth chapter, 19th verse, we read that Paul said.To his little children of Galatia, I just labor over you, just like in childbirth, until Christ be fully formed in you.
他在加拉太书四章十九节说，他说，小子们，我就是如何的盼望我受生产之苦，让耶稣的形象能够在你们心里面形成。
And so this business of being born again involves the miracle of.The Son of God coming into one's life and taking up residence there.
So, 一个重生是包括这位神的儿子进到人的心里面，住在里面。
Now we've looked at this verse and heard it before, but I think it's important to review it.
我们都听到这一句经句，我想我们很重要，应该再复习。
It really tells us what it means to be born of God.
一就是告诉我们重生是什么意思。
It's a verse that you all know. Where those that have received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name.
约翰一书十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And they were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but the will of man.
这本人不是从血气生的，也不是从情欲生的。
Not the will of man, but of God.
也不是从人欲生的，乃是从神生的。
So, the first thing we have to acknowledge is that God, by His Spirit, does a miracle in the life.
我们首先要明白，就是神借着他的灵在人的生命里面做奇事。
But at the same time, there is the other side of the coin.
但是也有另一面。
God does work, but at the same time, we have to be willing to receive.
但在我们这里面，我们也必须要有个愿意接受的心。
If we refuse, He will not insist.
要是我们拒绝他的话，神绝对不会勉强。
And all the things you know as well as I do, that there is no other Savior, because there is no other name.
朋友们，你们一定知道这句，就是说，除他以外，别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠的。
4:12 is very difficult for a unbiased audience to receive.
所以，《使徒行传》第四章十二节是非常一个很难接受的一经节。
They say, you're so very dogmatic if you say you have to be saved only.By one man.
你说你只可能借着一个人得救，这样的话实在是太武断了。
But God says that He has made provision through one, and that is His Son.
神说他为你预备的只有唯一的方法，那就是他的儿子。
so the opportunity is open for those of you who have never chosen to be born again.
所以对你们还没有重生的人，我们是神为你们有预备。
Oh, but you say that's a New Testament term, and that's only half the Bible, and that's only the small half of the Bible. What about all of that other side of it?
啊，你可能说这是从新约来的，新约只不过圣经的小部分，那其他的那更多的大部分的圣经怎么说的呢
？Does the Old Testament talk about being born again and choosing life?
在经文里面是不是有讲到重生、选择生命这件事呢？
对
的，是的，他也提到。
In Deuteronomy the 30th chapter 19-20, we read the following.
在《生命记》30:19-20是这样说的
：I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life.
我今天呼天唤地，向你们做见证。我将生死祸福沉沦在你面前，所以你要拣选生命。
That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life.
他使你永远得福，且爱耶和华你的神，听他的话，专心靠他，因他是你的生命。
因他是你的生命。That is the source of your life.
这是你生命的源头。
And he wants to give you life.
他要把生命赐给你。
And you have a chance to choose life or choose death.
你可以选择生死或者是。
And so the invitation is, why will you die?
所以今天你为什么一定要死呢？
Proverbs 35-36.
箴言第八章35-36.
For whosoever finds me finds life.
若寻得我的，就寻得生命。
And this one shall obtain favor of the Lord.
也必蒙耶和华的恩惠。
But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
得罪我的却害了自己的性命，恨恶我的都喜爱死亡。
It's a question of love tonight, today.
今天就是一个爱的问题。
Who do you love?
你到底是爱谁
？If you love self,
而是你爱自己。
You love death.
那你就爱死亡。
If you love him, the creator of life,
若是你爱这位创造生命的主
then you will find him and you will find life.
你也会找到他，而且你找到生命。
Ezekiel 33:11.
在以西结书33:11.
These are all from the Old Testament, dear friend.
朋友们，这些都是从旧约里面出来的。
These were written at the time, well, some of them were written before Confucius.
这些很多是在孔夫子以前就写了
and some were written after
有的是在孔夫子以后写
as I live saith the Lord God I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked but that the wicked turn from his way and live
主耶和华说我指着我的永生起誓我断不喜悦恶人死亡唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活
turn ye andcome back from your evil ways.
所以你要转离从所行的道恶道而活。
Why do you want to die?
为什么你要死呢？
Why don't you want to be born again?
为什么你不要重生呢？
Oh, may the Lord give you to understand that you were born once to die.
所以真是希望今天神让你明白你生过被生过一次那生出来就是要死的
But if you're born twice the second time born again you're born to eternal life
但是你若是再重生那你就要得到永生
You know the Lord Jesus said Verily, verily, I say unto you He who hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life
在约翰5:24说我实实在在地告诉你们那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生不至于定罪是
So there is the promise that this kind of an experience can happen to you today
神的应许今天就可能应验在你的身上
You don't have to wait till you get old
也不需要等到你老了
In fact it's not necessary to wait till after you're put into the coffin
也不需要等到你放在棺材里面。
Some people think that eternal life begins after they nail the coffin lid closed.
有的人以为永生要在死了以后把棺材钉的以后才开始。
But it says to us very clearly that he has, and that tense is, it begins at the current time, now, eternal life.
他讲到现在就有永生，是现在死，现在就有。
So I want to ask you, what are the evidences of the person who is born again?
当一个人得救以后，他有什么证据？
Maybe you say, I'm not sure whether I've really been born again.
可能你说我也不太清楚到底有没有重生过。
So I think we have to look and ask ourselves, what are the major signs of new birth?
到底重生了以后有什么象征呢？
What's the first thing that happens when a baby is born?
当小孩子生出来，第一件事做的是什么？
He starts crying.
第一，他就是哭。
He cries. He cries, and the noise that comes out of that baby is something else.
他那个闹声吵出来。
There's a noise that comes.
一定有一个声音。
And you know there's life.
你就知道生命已经有了。
And it may not make many syllables, but you know that there is a breathing going on, and this little bundle is beginning to exercise its lungs and its vocal cords.
不一定是有很多的音节，但是你知道那个小孩子的肺已经开始在那里呼吸了。
And so, though you don't understand the noise, you're just delighted to hear that the baby is able to cry.
虽然你不懂得他在哭叫是什么，但是你就很高兴这个小孩可以哭。
And the mother's face just lights up with joy after the travail and the pain and the agony of birth.
那这个妈妈经过了那么多的疼痛以后，看到这个孩子脸上就露出了喜乐的光。
The mother doesn't expect the baby to speak in knowledgeable syllables yet.
她妈妈也不盼望她的儿子小孩子能够讲有意义的话。
And you know, one of the early signs of new birth is the young, newborn Christian wanting to express his love to the Lord.
当一个人重生的时候，最显明的一个象征就是很喜欢表明他爱神。
And the Spirit of God moves in the spirit of that young baby to say, Abba, Father.
那个神的灵感动我们的灵，就让这个年轻的重生的弟兄姐妹愿意讲阿爸父。
You know, that's a universal language.
这是一个全球性的语言。
Japanese babies can say Abba.
日本小孩也可以说阿爸。
Chinese babies can say Abba.
中国小孩也可以讲。
And American babies say Abba.
美国小孩也可以讲阿爸。
Oh, so easy to say that lovely word, Father.
真是讲爸爸这件事情好容易讲。
And the word of God tells us that no man can call Jesus Lord unless the Spirit of God is in him.
圣经上告诉我们，除非圣灵感动一个人，没有人能够称主耶稣为。
So that's one of the first signs of new birth.
所以一个重生的最首先的一个象征。
And then the second sign, what does a baby do next?
第二个象征是什么呢？
啊 ，He's hungry.
就很饥饿。
And the baby wants to eat.
这个小婴孩要吃。
And won't be satisfied until you stuff the food into its mouth.
你若是不给他吃，他就不满足。
And so, I think that it's very interesting that a baby's mouth is always seemingly open.
你看到一个刚生出来的小孩，他的嘴好像一直都是张的。
And this is true of the newborn baby as well.
这是一个
spiritual baby.
当从灵生的新生婴儿也是一样的。
First Peter 2 and 3 says, As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. It speaks of newborn children wanting the milk of the word of God, and there's tremendous hunger in the hearts.Of newborn Christians.
彼得前书第二章说，如出生的婴儿渴慕那纯净的灵奶，就是刚重生的婴儿非常的渴慕那个。
And so the appetite for the old things that used to satisfy seems to disappear.
那从前喜欢的好那些喜好的胃口好像都没有了。
And the taste buds seem to have changed completely.
肠胃的那些细胞好像也改变了。
And one of the evidences of new birth is that you're just never full of getting into the Word of God because it speaks about your Lord and your Savior.
所以刚重生得救的人觉得读神的话总是读不够，永远都觉得读不够一样。
This is God's message of love to us.
因为这是神给我们爱的信息。
You know, when I was in medical school, I met a lovely young lady.
我在医学院的时候，我遇到一个很美的年轻的女孩子。
And that's very hard on medical school grades.
对学医的人是非常艰难的。
And so she was very careful to not use up too much of my time.
她很小心，不愿意用掉我那时候很多的时间。
We covenanted to stay apart and maybe write once in a while.
我们就立约三章，我们不要常常见面，偶尔见面。
And so in the course of our courtship, she wrote a number of letters to me.
在这不见的时候，她常常写信给我。
That was many years ago.
那很多很多年前了。
And I've received many, many stacks of mail since then from many places.
我从那时候开始就从不同的地方接到了很多的信。
And I've answered those letters and thrown them away and torn them up, and the business mail goes into the round circular file.
那我常常回信以后就丢掉，尤其是那种杂信，我看到了就丢到自己楼去。
But I've got a secret hidden package someplace.
但是我找到了一叠那个很秘密的一封信。
I won't tell you where it is.
我不会告诉你在哪里。
It's got a little ribbon around it.
我用丝带把它扎起来。
In fact, I haven't told my wife where it is.
我告诉我太太那些信在哪里。
But I haven't destroyed it, and I keep it hidden.
我到现在也没把它毁掉，我还把它藏起来。
Very precious to me.
因为对我来说很宝贵。
God so loved you that he sent his son, and this is the love letter to you.
神爱我们，他把他的儿子赐给我们，所以神的话就是他给我们的情书。
This is his message of love and how great a sacrifice for us.
这是他爱的信息，他为我们也做了何等大的牺牲。
And oh, how our hearts should be thrilled with this lovely.Revelation of the fullness of God in the person of Jesus Christ.
我们当听到神这样丰盛的恩典的时候，我们应该何等的表明我们。
No, the Lord said, "Open your mouths wide, and I will fill it."
神说，你张大大的张口，我就要填满你。
And so we come perhaps to a third article or sign of how we know you're born again.
在重生的第三个象征。
First is the noise that you make toward the Father.
第一就是你向神讲话。
And secondly is your new appetite for the things of God.
第二点就是关于神的事情，你非常的有兴趣。
And then your desire to reach out in love to others.
第三个象征就是你很喜欢到外面去告诉其他不知道的人。
One of the loveliest things about little children.Is their trust?
一个小孩子最可贵的事情就是他们会信靠人。
Their confidence.
他总是有信，对别人有信。
Even strangers.
对一个不认得的人，他也信。
They don't have all kinds of hang-ups.
他从来没有什么好像怀疑人的地方。
You pick up a little child like this and you put it on a table.
你抱着一个小孩子放在桌子上。
You're a stranger.
你是个生人。
They don't know you.
他也不知道。
You say jump.
他说你跳下来。
They jump.You better be ready to catch.
你最好是
They trust.
因为他信靠你。
They believe.
他相信。
They open.
他很开朗。
They tell the truth.
他告诉你真话。
They love.
他爱你。
They put their arms around you.
他用手
No wonder the Lord Jesus said, "Of such is the kingdom of heaven, and forbid not the little children."
所以主耶稣说，天国就是要像小孩这样的人才能够进去。
Oh, may the Lord give us that kind of a childlike trust.
真是愿意神给我们像孩子一样的信心。
That kind of openness.
像那样的开朗的心。
That kind of confidence, not only in our Heavenly Father, but of love out toward those around us.
那样的信心不仅是对我们神的信心，也是对四周的人的一种爱心。
The Lord Jesus said that They shall know you as my disciples by your love one toward another.
你们若彼此相爱，他们就知道你是属于我的了。
I have a good friend.
我有一个很好的朋友。
He's a young 20-year-old, about 26-year-old, married brother in our church.
他是一个差不多26岁的族里面的弟兄，在我们教会里面。
He has a lovely wife and two nice little kids.
他有一个。Hey,
he's an accountant.
他是一个一个会计师。
And he has advanced very quickly in his firm.
他在他的公司里面非常进步得很快。
In the last 4 or 5 years, he's had 4 or 5 promotions.
他在过去3、4年就升了好几级。
And he's a very smart person.
他是很聪明的。
And his company has confidence in him and sends him all over the states to help in accounting.
他的公司也很信任他，把他送到各处去做这种会计的工作。
He's very accurate.
也很正确。
Extremely honest.
也非常的诚实
lovely Christian
非常好的基督徒
but advancing in the world
而且在神的话里面也非常的追求
he moved from one house to the next house
他从这一家到另外一家
and then he bought a bigger house
他也买了一个更大的房子
and I didn't say anything
我没有跟他说什么
but I just kept praying for the family
我就一直为着这个家里面祷告
and the Spirit of God began to move in his wife and in himself
圣灵就开始在他太太和他的心里面动工
and not very long ago they asked us to come and sit with them in their home
不久之前他就邀请我们到他家里面
and as we were drinking a little tea they shared with us a burden on their heart
当我们在那一同喝茶的时候他就把他们心里一点负担跟我们分享
they had a very nice sitting room
他们有一个很漂亮的坐席
New furniture
都是新的家具
Nice neighborhood
那邻居都是蛮好的
They said, you know, we've been considering and we feel that maybe we should re-examine our goals and objectives
我们在一直在想可能我们要对于我们生活的目标要有一个新的衡量
And 20 years from now we have said to ourselvesWe don't want to be here.
我们已经有20年了，我们一直说我们不要在这里。
Well, you know, made me wonder if they wanted to be up in a bigger house on a bigger hill.
我们当时也不太明白，以为他还觉得这房子不够，要到更大的房子里面去。
That's not what they meant.
他们不是这个意思。
They said we're going to sell our house.
他说我们要把这个房子卖掉。
We want to go to China.
我们要到中国去。
We want to learn the Chinese language.
我们要学中国话。
We want to share the love of Christ.
我们要向他们分享神的爱。
With the people of China.
跟中国人一同分享。
How shall we go about it?
我们要怎么去呢？
And oh, I tell you, my heart was really moved.
那我心里面实在是受感动。
And I was very grateful to the Lord for His good work without people putting any pressure.
我实在是感谢神奇妙的工作，没有人强迫他们这样做。
It is the work of the Spirit of God.
这完全是圣灵的工作。
And they recognize their obligation to the Lord.
他们也认识了自己向神的责任。
And they did not want to be barren and unfruitful.
他们不要不生产，在主的面前没有果子。
And they wanted to have something to show the Savior at the end of 20 years.
在20年以后，他们要有一些成果来向他们的救主。
But you know, we may think that talking about barrenness and sterility is the problem of the mother.
我们有的时候想，不育症可能不生孩子是一个妈妈的毛病。
We think that it may be just a female problem.
可能就是一个女人的毛病。
But this problem of fruitfulness or barrenness is more than that.
没有果子这件事情并不仅是女人的毛病
In Deuteronomy 7:14 The Lord's intention for his people is this
在生命记7:14神的心意对他属于他的人是这样的
There shall not be a male or female barren among you
你们的男女没有不能生养的
So it's God's intention that all of his children be reproducing and fruitful.
所以神的心意，所有他的儿女，不论男女，都要有果子。
Now I want you to examine with me three types of examples of sterility or barrenness.
我也要你们跟我一同思想，假如不生育的时候是什么样的？有三个例子。
I'm going to use these as illustrations of a variety of reasons for lack of fruitfulness.
就是不结果子的原因是什么？
First of all, in Genesis 20, you remember the story about Abraham and his beautiful wife Sarah.
第一处就是创世纪，你记得亚伯拉罕和他美丽的妻子撒拉的故事。
They came into an area where Abimelech was in control, was king of the area, and Abraham was frightened about his own life.
那他们到了一个地方，亚比米勒是那个地方的王。那亚伯拉罕就怕他自己的生命受到什么损害。
So Abraham told not a black lie, but a sort of a gray lie, a half lie.
他没有说百分之百的谎，但是是部分的是谎话。
And this king said, "Oh, you have a very beautiful woman there."
这个王说你有一个很漂亮的女人在那里。
Abraham said, "Yes, she's my sister."
他说是的，但是她是我的妹妹。
That's true.
实在是的。
Half true.
因为她是一半是对的。
Half sister.
因为她是一半同学同父异母的妹妹。
He didn't say that she's my wife.
他没有讲她是我太太。
So the king of the area took this woman into his harem, into his own home, under his own roof.
那这个王就把他的妻子拿到他的家里面皇宫去。
And then God did an interesting thing amongst all of the women that were under that roof.
那神就在亚比米勒家里面做了一件很有趣的事情，在坐在他们的女人的身上。
They all became barren and sterile.
那他们所有的女人都变成不生孩子了。
And so the king began to wonder what's happening.
那这个王就开始期待，到底什么事发生了呢？
I mean, something's changed, something's different.
一件事情好像跟从前不同了。
The only thing that's different is that we brought Sarah into this home.
自从莎拉进了这个家里面以后，就这件事情就发生。
And then God began to move in his heart and gave him to understand the problem of a half truth, just a little lie.
那神就在他心里面显明，就让他明白这说的这个一半的谎话。
You see, he didn't lie.The king didn't lie.
这个王他自己没有说谎。
It was Abraham that misrepresented.
是用亚伯拉罕说的这个谎话。
And so it should have been Abraham that should have received the punishment.
其实应该亚伯拉罕得这个惩罚。
At least that's our sort of way of judging it.
就是我们常常用这样的方法来。
But God brought down this withholding of children upon the lives that Abraham affected by his misrepresentation.
但是神就在亚伯拉罕所说的谎言与他有关的这一家的人里面让他注意。
Whenever we as Christians misrepresent the Lord in any way, if it even is only gray, it affects other people.
若是我们信主的人有的时候不能够荣耀神，甚至于一点点的话也能够影响其他人。
So I see here the first example of barrenness is when we bend the truth and we don't do the right thing.
所以我们知道第一个不育的原因就是因为我们不把真理说出来。
Then we have another example in Genesis 30.
还有另外一个例子就是在创世纪三十章第一节。
You remember that Jacob had two wives.
你记得雅各他有两个妻子。
And one of those wives,He was very fruitful and had children every 9 months.
他有一个太太就是非常会生，常常就生孩子。
And the other one was just, she was just crying and so unhappy and so jealous, she just couldn't stand it.
另外一个妻子呢，就一直在那里愁，又不能够生孩子，又在嫉妒，就简直忍受不住。
And she says, "I'm not producing, and I just terrible embarrassment and dear end of the law."
他就觉得真是很难过，真是好丢脸。
So what did she say?
那他说什么呢？
She said, give me children or I die.
他就跟他丈夫说，他说给我儿子，不然就让我死。
And he got mad.
那他丈夫就
He got upset at her.
他就生气。
He said, who am I? Am I God? Am I supposed to, you know, it's not my problem, it's yours.
他说我又不是神，又不是我的问题，是你自己的问题。
But she had a big problem. You know what her problem was?
你知道那个女人的问题是什么呢？
I'll try and give you an illustration of what it was.
我用例子来跟你们说明。
What do you think that is?
到底她的毛病在哪里？
Huh? It's a green eye. What's a green eye? Jealousy.
嫉妒。
Envy.And jealousy in the scripture is as bad as idolatry.
在圣经上告诉我们，我们若是嫉妒的话，就等于拜偶像一样。
And it's a terrible reason for barrenness in our lives.
若是我们在生命里面没有果子的话，就是因为。
If we see other people who are advancing and getting the breaks, we become jealous so very easily.
我们看到别人比我们强劲。发展得很快，我们就好容易就开始嫉妒。
And instead of saying, give me children or I die, sometimes our prayer is a little different.
我们不应该讲给我儿子，否则我就死，应该我们的祷告是应该不同的。
Sometimes we say, give me my diploma or I die.
有的时候我们跟神说，你不给我文凭我就死了。
And our objective is to get that PhD and that sheepskin and nothing else matters.
那我有的时候我们的心就是要得到博士的学位，其他什么事都不管了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, somebody else has already done it.
因为人家已经得到了。
And they've already attained a teaching position.
他们已经教书了。
And they've already floated to the top.
那他们已经慢慢慢慢的都在有地位了。
So we become jealous.
我们就开始嫉妒。
And we become barren in our spirits.
在我们的属灵里面就没有果子。
And we don't reproduce.
我们就没有再生产。
And there is no blessing of God in our spiritual life.
在我们属灵生命里面得不到神的祝福。
Some others may say something else.
有的人可能说别的话。
Some others may say, give me...Well, I'll just use that as an example.
我只是用一个例子。
Or I die.
给我什么，否则我就死。
I've got to have a Mercedes.
我一定要有一个好的车子。
Because it's the best.
因为这是最好的车。
And I want the best.
我要最好的车。
I want the best for my family.
我要最好的。
I don't want to be a covetous, but I want my kids to have the best.
我自己并不是贪心，但是我要给我儿子最好的。
I don't want it just for myself, Lord. I want to share it with my wife.
我并不是为我自己要的，我只不过要愿意跟我太太分享。
At least a quarter of it.
至少是，它是一半。
But I have to have the very best.
但是我要最好的跟他们分享。
And when we begin to ask for things instead of the person.And ask for blessings instead of the presence of the living God, we begin to lose out.
若是我们从神那里只求祝福，而不是求神自己的话，我们就要损失我们。
Oh, may the Lord speak to each of our hearts, my own heart as well.
我愿意神今天早上跟你的心和我的心里面讲话。
And help us to get our priorities straight.
让我们真是把最重要的弄清楚。
And help us to see the importance of giving him first place in our lives.
那我们真是把神自己放在首位。
Now there's a third example of barrenness in the scripture.
在第三个不结果子的例子。
There are three women that had a problem.
有三个女人她有这样的不育症。
Sarah and Manoah's wife and Elizabeth.
撒拉和摩勒拉和伊丽莎白。
And these three women were not able to have children.
他们这三个人都不能够有孩子。
You know why?
为什么呢？撒拉和摩勒拉和伊丽莎白。
And these three women were not able to have children.
他们这三个人都不能够有孩子。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Too old.
因为他们都太老了。
They're past childbearing age.
已经生产的期已经过了。
And some people feel, well, I'm tired and I've put out and I've done my turn and not up to the younger people.
有的人说我已经年纪很大了，我已经做得够多了，应该年轻的人来做。
So for the older folks amongst us, I have a little word for you.
所以年长的弟兄姐妹，我有一些给你们的。
Don't get discouraged.
不要灰心。
It's God's intention that even the old should be fruitful and reproducing.
神的心意，甚至于年长的人也是有果子，而且很兴旺。
And Sarah had a baby.In her old age.
撒拉在她年老的时候有了一个孩子。
And Manoah brought forth a deliverer for the people of Israel.
那Manoah她跟以色列生了一个灵人。
And you remember the story of Elizabeth, who got in the strength of the Spirit of God, John the Baptist, no greater man among men, into the world.
那伊丽莎白她生的一个是在人里面最大的人，就是施洗约翰。
And so fruitfulness really is God's intention.
所以我们要结果子是神在我们每个人身上的心意。
Psalm 115:9 says that He makes the barren woman to be joyful mother of children.
在诗篇113篇说，神使我们成为一个乐母。
And in Psalm 127, three, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward.
他说儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是耶和华的恩赐。
But I like this one best of all.
但是我最喜欢这个。
This says that they shall bring forth fruit even in old age.
他说人在甚至在老年的时候也结果不止。
And so that should encourage my older friends and senior citizens.
对年老的弟兄姐妹应该是一个鼓励。
May God encourage you to be fruitful all through the days of your life.
愿神祝福你们在你们一生的日子里面都为神大大的结果。
But what do you mean by being fruitful?
到底结果这是什么意思呢？
Well, of course, we've been talking about being born again.
当然我们也提到了重生的问题。
And I think that there's no greater joy than being, in a sense, the vehicle by which the message of new birth is carried to those who don't know Christ as Savior.
当然我们把福音的信息传给这些不信的人，让他能够重生，这是一个非常让人喜乐的事。
And that I do hope and covet for you as an experience.In winning your classmates and your colleagues to Christ as Lord and Savior.
我真是愿意这个心愿都在你们心里面，回去的时候在你们同事或者同学的中间，让他们能够得到这样的永生。
But when we as newborn ones commit our lives over to the Lord of all, He does a marvelous thing about fruit bearing in each of our lives.
那当我们把生命交给神的时候，我们重生了以后，神就要在我们身上做一个造生育的一个奇妙的工作。
And the instant we are born into the kingdom, He brings in His Spirit into our lives.
当我们重生的时候，他的圣灵马上就进到我们的里
面。So I need to talk just in closing about the question of being filled with the Spirit of God.
在结束这星期的时候，我愿意跟大家讲到圣灵的充满。
Ephesians the fifth chapter, 18-21 talks about not being drunk with wine, wherein is excess.
在以弗所书第五章说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
But if we are filled with the Spirit, there will be signs of that and evidences of His work in our lives.
我们要是被圣灵充满，我们就有非常各样的圣灵工作的证据。
What is the fruit that we see of the Spirit in our lives?
那圣灵就在我们里面有果子，这个果子是什么凭据呢？
Right within that same context, we must not take that verse out of context.
我们不能够在这里断章取义。
And so we go on to read that we begin to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.Singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord.
那继续往下练，就当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
And so if I meet a Christian who says, yes, I'm filled with the Spirit, but, oh, what a terrible day. Oh, what an awful night. Oh, what a headache. Oh, what a problem I've got in my home. Oh, my boss is impossible.
是我见到一个基督徒，他说我是被圣灵充满，但是满口的埋怨。哦，我的家，我的问题，我的上司，我的这个那个，都是埋怨的问题。
I say, where is the song?
那我就问他，你的赞美的诗歌在哪里？
If you're filled with the Spirit, God puts a song in your heart.
如果你被圣灵充满，神就把一个快乐的歌放在你的心里。
Doesn't mean that you're just babbling all the time and talking and singing.
也不一定要你一直在那里唱，一直在那里讲。
But it's down here.
那是在你的心的深处。
And there's harmony.
就有那样和谐。
And there's beautiful music.
里面有美丽的音乐。
And you can't help but come out.
就没有，你就不能控制，就一定要讲出来。
In all our interactions.
在我们彼此中间的关系中。
At home and at work.
就成彼此就有能够看出来。
And then we go on to read in the next verse.The next sign is that there's giving of thanks always for all things.
再继续念二十节说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
And that giving is offered up to the Father God in and through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
要奉主耶稣基督的名感谢父神。
He is the Savior.
因为他是我们的救主。
And he is the supreme executive of God's government.
他是神至高的统治者。
And he wants to take up the reins of your government.
他也愿意掌管你的生命。
And if he's on the throne of your heart, it doesn't matter whether you end up with a flat tire or not.
若是他在你生命里掌权的话，甚至于你的车子的轮胎爆了也没有关系。
You might even miss your plane or your train.
你可能也没有赶上飞机或者车子。
It says always.
人得常常感谢。
And it says for all things.
为每一件事情感谢。
For sickness.
生病。
For health.
或者是健康。
For fullness.
有的时候很饱了。
For emptiness.
有的时候很不够。
For freedom.
有的时候有自由。
For less of that and being held.In restriction.
或者是受某种的限制。
For all things we give thanks.
为每一件事情我们都得感谢。
If you're filled with the Spirit of God.
若是你是被圣灵充满的话。
For the heartache.
你伤心的事情。
For the disappointment.
失望的事情。
For the loss.
你失去的事情。
As well as for the gain.
或者是你得到了什么。
And for the crown.
或者是为冠
冕。Whatever it is we give thanks when we're filled with the Spirit of God.
若是你被圣灵充满，你凡事祷告。
But there's another thing that shows that we are filled with the Spirit.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，还有一件事情要显明的。
Two things. First of all, speaking in songs and hymns.
第一就是我们用诗章灵歌感谢赞美。
And second is giving a thanks.
第二就是要感谢神。
And third is submitting to one another in the fear of God.
我们第三点就是要彼此顺服，存敬畏基督的心。
So this is the proof of fruitfulness in our lives.
这就是我们被圣灵充满的一种有果子的表现。
It's the expected norm for a Christian.
这是一个正常的基督徒应该表明出来。
We ought to all be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们每一个人都应该被圣灵充满。
There were three women who bore sons.
有三个女人，她生了孩子。
The first one was old Sarah at 90 years of age.
第一个就莎拉九十岁的时候生了孩子。
What happened to her?
什么事情发生
了 ？Well, she was so overdelighted. Verse 6 of chapter 21 says that she just laughed before the Lord.
她真是太高兴，她就是笑。
She wasn't laughing at God in this verse.
她并不是。向神笑。
She was just filled with the joy of the Lord at the birth of Isaac.
她只是因为她有了以撒这个儿子，实在是太喜乐了。
I suggest if you want a nice little Bible study sometime to look at the rejoicing of Hannah.
若是你们要读圣经，从圣经上看出哈娜她那样的喜乐。
She had been a barren woman.
她不能够生孩子。
God gave her Samuel.
And then she has recorded for us one of the most beautiful prayers of thanksgiving to God in the presentation of this son back to the Lord.
他在得到这个儿子以后，给了神一个最美好的一个感谢神的祷告。
But then, if you want to top it off with the very best, you should look at Luke, the first chapter, and the Magnificat that Mary blessed God with.
如果是要看到路加福音第一章讲到玛利亚她怎么样的颂赞神的那一个祷告。
When we're fruitful, our lives reflect the praise and the worship and the glory of God.
当我们结果子的时候，我们生命各方面充满了赞美神的。
And we recognize Him as the one God who can work miracles in spite of all that seems impossible with men.
我们也能够认识这位神，不管是在人不能行的事情，他都是可以行。
And it moves us to do something about it.
也让我们能做各样的事。
I'm going to tell you one last story before we quit.
当我们结束的时候，我愿意用一个故事来结束。
Because the love of God should be the motivating force in our lives.
因为神的爱应该是成为我们一切生命的动机。
And it should produce change in each of our lives.
也应该在我们的生命里面成为改变的缘由。
New birth promotes a desire for fruitfulness.
重生就让我们有一个结果子的意念。
And the Spirit of God moves men and women to do very strange things sometimes.
神有的时候感动男女做奇妙的事情。
One day, I went to the medical school and hospital down in Kaohsiung.
有一天我在高雄到医学院和他们的医院里面去做事。
And one of the superintendents there wanted me to see a oil painting that they had mounted in a very prominent place.
那里面有个上司就叫我去看，那里有一个油画放在一个很显明的地方。
And so he took me down to where all of the young doctors, the interns and residents were working and writing on their charts.
那他把我带去
Hanging up there above their desks was this oil painting. Now, I'm not a very good artist, but I want to try something for you.
我不是很好的画家，但是我要试试看。
The first thing I saw was a big operating room lamp.
第一个是一个动手术的灯。
And the light was on.
灯是亮的。
And this was a painting of an operating room.
这是一个关于手术间的一个画。
There was one operating table there.
有一个手术台。
And there was a patient there.
有一个病人睡在上面。
But it was very strange because there was another table in the same room.
很奇妙的就是另外还有一个动手术的台子。
And there was an adult here. There was a larger person over here.
但那边是一个比较大的人。
And the doctor was standing between the two tables.
那医生就站在两个手术台的中间。
And I looked at that and I asked, what is the meaning of that? I don't understand that story.
我看了以后我就不懂得那个故事什么意思，我说这什么意思呢？
And he said, well, I must tell you this is an important story.
他就说我一定要告诉你这是很重要的故事。
Many years ago, two doctors came from England.
很多年前有两个医生从英国来。
They came to preach the gospel of Christ.
他们来是传福音来的。And
their name is Lan, Yishan, and Dr. Lansborough and his wife came to the city of Changhua to preach Christ in Taichung.
男医生跟他的太太在台中传福音。And
as they ministered to the bodies, they also preached to the spirits of the people of Taiwan.
当他们为人治病的时候，他们也向台湾的同胞传福音。
And they were one of the first of the missionaries in that area.
他们是在那个区域里面当最先去的宣教士。
And no one dared believe.
没有人敢相信他们。
Nobody wanted to accept Christ.
没有一个人要接受主。
They liked the medicine.
他喜欢他们的医学上的帮助。
They came for the operations.
他们也来给他们动手术。
But they stood away from the receiving of Jesus. One day a little boy got badly scalded with hot water and was terribly burned.
烫水烫得很厉害。
He was going to probably die because of the terrible burns that he suffered.
因为烫得太厉害了，可能他会要死。
They needed special dressings which they couldn't get.
他们需要一种特别的油膏，但是他们找不到。
So Dr. Lansbury, husband and wife, both doctors decided amongst themselves what they would do.
那蓝医生跟他太太两个人都是医生，他们就决定应该怎么做。
Mrs. Lansbury said, "I will lie down on the operating table."
蓝太太就说我要躺在手术的台上。
And I want you, my husband, to take my skin and transfer it over to this little boy.
我愿意。她丈夫要她丈夫把她的皮肤移植到这个小孩子的身上去。
And maybe we can save his life.
可能我们能够救他的命。
And his life was saved.
而这个小孩就因为这样就得救。
And this boy has grown up to trust in the Lord Jesus.
这个小孩子长大以后也信靠主耶稣。
And today he preaches Christ from a pulpit in Kaohsiung.
那今天他就在高雄在那里讲主耶稣。
Very opened their hearts to the Lord Jesus.
当他的家人看到圣灵感动这些他自己的儿女做出这样动人的事情，他们的心也受感动。
Oh, may the Lord move your heart out toward Himself.
真是愿意神感动你的心，也愿意。
And if you have never received this one who came not only to love you but to die for you, today is the opportunity to accept and receive Him and be born again.
今天就是你的机会，接受这位不仅是来，也来为你死。
And if you've been building for yourself a little empire in this land of plenty, maybe God would also have you, dear Christian, reevaluate your priorities about fruitfulness.
若是基督徒，你在这里只是为自己建造什么，也愿意今天神能够使你。在以后成为一个结果子的人。
May the Spirit of God move in your heart as a Christian to become more fruitful for the Lord Jesus.
愿圣灵感动基督徒你们的心，让你们在以后的日子里面成为更为他结果子。
Shall we pray?
请大家一同祷告。
Now before we pray, I think this is coming up to the last hour of our time together.
在我们祷告之前，我们知道这是我们最后的一个钟头。
Doesn't mean that it's the last opportunity to bear witness of a decision, but at least for this camp it is.
当然不是说这是你做决定的最后的一个机会，但是在这个退休会是的。
I just wonder if there's amongst us some who would like to testify by raising your hand that you want the Lord Jesus to be your Savior.That you want to be born again.
不知道你们是不是有人愿意用举手来见证，你愿意接受这位主做你的救主，得到重生。
Lift your hand, and we will pray for you, in a minute or two.
你只是把手举起来，我们为你祷告。
Is there anyone that wants to testify in that way by lifting your hand?
有没有人愿意这样用举手来见证你愿意？
Now maybe there's some of us as Christians who have been moving along in acceptable ways.
可能基督徒你好像在外表上看起来是还可以。
We have a fairly good testimony.
我们的见证也还不错。
But in the heart of our hearts, we know we haven't been very profitable servants.
但是我们在心的深处，我们知道是不是很有。
We haven't really been living for the Lord. Maybe we've been living halfway for the Lord. Maybe just half-heartedly going along. Oh, I wonder if there's any amongst us today that would like to just say, Brother West, will you pray for me that I might make a 100% commitment to the Lord Jesus?
我不晓得你们中间是不是有人愿意向我说，魏弟兄，我真是愿意全心的为主活。
I want the Holy Spirit of God to fill me and make me a fruitful Christian.
我要圣灵完全的充满我，使我成为一个完全结果子的人。
I want to make a decision for the Lord today.
我今天愿意为向主做一个决定。
Would you like to just lift your hand?
你愿意举你的手吗
？Thank you. May God speak to our hearts today.
谢谢愿神向我们心
Anybody else want to say, Lord, I want to be 100% for you.
有没有人还说主啊，我愿意全心的为你活？谢谢。
No turning back. No turning back.
不再返回。
Others may not go with you.
可能其他的人不跟你一同去。
Even your closest loved one may not want to take that stand.
可能你最亲爱的也不愿意跟你同心。
But you're ready and willing to say, Lord Jesus, I want to go with you.
但是你心里却是愿意向主耶稣说，主，我愿意跟随。
The world behind me.
这世界是在我的后头。
And the cross before me.
十字架在前头。
No turning back.
不再返回
no turning
不再返回
back. Anyone else?
还有人吗
Just before we pray. Thank you.
谢谢。
感谢主。Our Father, we just bow now humbly in your presence with grateful hearts.
主啊，我们存着感恩的心，真是敬拜在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for the revelation of your heart of love to us through this wonderful letter.
主啊，我们感谢你借着这封信，你向我们显明你的爱是何等的大。
We thank you that your word is sharp and powerful and cuts right to the very core of our central being.
我们感谢赞美你的话如两刃的剑，能够刺入我们的心。
Lord, we just praise you and thank you today for your gracious dealing with us, each of us.
主，我们感谢赞美你，你这样奇妙工作在我们每一个人的身上。
We thank you, Father, for the gift of your Holy Spirit.
主，我们感谢赞美你，为你赐给我们圣灵。
And we know that we can pray in the very will of God when we pray the following prayer.
当我们在做下面祷告的时候，我们知道是合乎你旨意的。
Lord, you've told us that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should turn to you.
主啊，你告诉我们，你愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
And so, in the will of God for this day, we would agree and pray that every single person should come to know the Lord Jesus as Savior.
主，我们真是因着你应许的缘故，我们同心的为所有的人都能够接受主耶稣做他的救主。
And then, Lord, your will is revealed to us in your word that says that not male or female should be barren or sterile amongst us.
主，我们也知道你的话语告诉我们说，无论男女都要生育。
Lord, you want us to be fruitful, profitable servants.
主，你要我们是有果子而且有果效的仆人。
Lord, we ask forgiveness for being selfish and stupid and running our own way.
主啊，我们求你饶恕我们常常自私，也是一笨按自己的道路走。
Lord, we're just like sheep that travel in our own direction.
主啊，我们真是像十迷的羊偏行歧路。
Trusting our own ability.
就相信我们自己的能力。
Lord, help us to lean upon you.
主啊，让我们真是懂得依靠你。
Great shepherd of the sheep, we pray that you'll bind us up and carry us home.
Oh, 主要伟大的牧者，真是求主你把我们招聚，然后带我们回家。
Lord, help us to stay close to you.
让我们真是永远的与你亲近。
To know the fellowship of the flock as well.
我们也能够了解彼此之间的关系。
Lord, we do recognize we can't hack it on our own.
主啊，我们知道我们不能够靠着自己。
How much we need you and one another.
我们真是何等的需要你，也需要弟兄姐妹彼此。
And so, Father, we pray that you fill our hearts with the love of your Son.
主啊，我们求你用借着圣灵充满你的爱在我们心。
And help us to provoke one another to love and good works.
让我们彼此激励，让大家一同在你的里面。
Put the burden, Lord, of the unsaved in our heart of hearts.
我们也求主你把那些传福音的负担放在我们的心里面。
Put the thirst.For a deeper knowledge of your Son in our spirits.
也让我们对你的儿子有更饥渴慕义的心。
Lord, teach us how to better worship and serve and adore you.
主啊，你让我们知道如何的敬拜，如何的服侍你。
Lord, we just ask that we shall not become selfish, ingrown, self-contained Christians.
主啊，你让我们不要成为自私也自己满足的基督徒。
But enlarge our vision for the world.
真是增广我们的眼界。
Father, in a very special way, we pray for the Chinese world.
主啊，我们特别为我们的中国同胞祷告。
We pray for those that are scattered in the outskirts of that great land.
我们为散布在各地的中国同胞。
And then, Lord, we pray particularly for those that are confined to the geography of China mainland itself.
我们特别为在中国大陆的中国同胞祷告。
Father, you taught us how to pray for our enemies even.
主啊，你也告诉我们如何为我们的敌人祷告。
And so we pray for the leadership of the communist government.
我们也为共产党的他们的首领祷告。
Lord, we know the world couldn't understand that.
我们知道世界上人不明白这个。
But your word tells us we should pray for those in authority.
但是你告诉我们，我们要站为些掌权的人祷告。
Father, we can pray for the impossible.
主啊，我们也向你求不可能的事。
If we see you giving a baby to 90-year-old Sarah, we can believe you for doing even the more impossible thing in the lives of those government officials.
我们知道，你若是能够让90岁的莎拉生孩子，你能也能够让这些首领做奇妙的事。
Lord, we know the heart of the king is in your hand.
主，我们知道这个世界的王是在你的手中。
And your son and our Lord is ruling over all.
因为你的儿子，我们的主，正是在一切的事上掌权。
Lord Jesus, we acknowledge and confess that you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
主啊，我们真是认识你是万王之王，万主之主。
And so we commit our lives into your gracious good hand and keeping care.
我们愿意将我们的生命交在你慈善的手中。
Bless now, Lord, as we begin to partake of the food that we will have in the dining hall.
主啊，我们要去饮用饮食的时候，你祝福他。
Encourage each believer in fellowship together as we go our separate ways.
让我们去的时候，让我们彼此弟兄之中有更多的交通。
Shepherd of the sheep, we entrust ourselves into your loving care with thanks in the peerless name of the Lord Jesus.
我们的牧人，我们真是愿意交托每一件事在你的手中，求主你引领我们，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.